Welcome to Practical Development number 2. This is Aratima. When your energy is low, don't start reading things. Make sure you just sit and bring your attention to your heart chakra and meditate there and just be with that. And when you have a lot of energy, then open yourself up and read. Now, what is it that you could read? Begin by putting your attention on just general things during the day that you're doing. Let's say you're going for a walk. Just for a moment, read the energy in that area. Is it pleasant? Is it heavy? Does it make you happy? Or is it very oppressive? You can do it on a regular basis. Why that is also very good is because when you're noticing that the energy that you are finding yourself in is very low, then you don't wonder why maybe when you come home later in the evening, why you just not feel so good, why your mood is changing. Because the moment you're noticing that, you are also finding distance and you are protecting yourself in that way. You are actually able to differentiate yourself from your environment. So in that way, psychic reading is very useful. Also, when you go shopping, I think already do this instinctively. You kind of look at what vegetables or what foods are more clean and clear, or they're the right ones for you, and just kind of make a game out of it. Just very quickly, don't overthink it. Just feel, intuit, and do that. After you've done some sitting on a regular basis with your attention on the heart chakra, it is very easy to just extend that and bring that stillness into your activities and be present and listen to what is there. And you will feel very connected with the food or the environment you're in. When you are talking to a person at work or a family member, just for a few seconds, just shift your attention and just be present and just read the energy. What's really going on? How does it make you feel? What's going on with this person? Just very quickly for a few seconds. And then do the same thing, not just with areas that are right in front of you, but with the dimensions that are outside time and space. Things that have happened in the past, things that will happen in the future, or are somehow orchestrated at this point to be happening in the future. Everything is shifting and changing. But that is something you can also do by using the ball of light, where you are connecting and reading from that collective one luminous internet information grid. So just to recapitulate, it's very, very easy to become psychic. All you have to do is to bring your attention to your heart chakra for a few minutes every day, a couple of times, and stop thought and just be there. Then you're going to extend that into the rest of the day here and there to just perceive, stop thoughts, and perceive what's going on. Receive the information that's there. It's a sense, it's a knowing, it's a feeling, and you will translate it in your own unique way. Don't overcomplicate it. Everything is information, and there are different bandwidths of information. If you want to learn how to communicate with animals or plants or anything else, what it is that you want to psychically connect with them, and there has to be a transmission of information. And because nature is very still, you are invited to practice more and more the stillness, which is really what we're doing here also in meditation, which is a meditation to become psychic, but we're looking at more in psychism, how is it useful for me? So if you want to communicate with your pet, for example, you are going to be still. And you just go back to your heart chakra, go back to that place that you then familiar with by practicing. And you just still, you are formulating a question now in your mind. You can speak it out if you want, or just project it via thought. You're going to project it outwards towards this being, this animal. And then it's gone. It's moving outward. It's an energy. It flows from you like a wave, like you throw a rock in the puddle. And then there's a wave moving out. You just wait. And you're going to wait until the being that you're communicating with is responding back to you. What will happen is they're going to also put out a wave in that puddle, you could say, or lake. And then there is a wave moving towards you. There's an energy flowing towards you. and you might feel it even, or you have a sense in your heart chakra, maybe a pressure or something, but suddenly you just know. Or you see it in the eyes of the animal, and you can see when the wave has arrived, and you know what is being said. Don't worry so much about the exact word sequence, but just get the gist of it. And if you're not quite sure, ask a question back. Have a communication. It's like with people and anything else, sometimes it has to go back and forth in order for it to be very clear. And the animal is probably very, very happy and welcoming your communication with him or her. So there are the bandwidths that cats are on, the bandwidth that our horses are on, the birds, the oceans, a rock, everything. In fact, you can extend the communication to everything else that is also man-made. It could be your table, your car. A lot of people actually do that with their cars. They name the car and have a sense it's a being, which it is. Everything is alive in some way. Everything has a spark, because there's nothing that's not God. And in that sense, you can communicate with everything. Everything is energy, and everything drains your energy or builds your energy. So you can also use that by finding out what's good for you. Like we talked about going to the supermarket with your food. Objects in your house, you can touch them. And you know when you touch them and you read them, you're open. So you will either give energy to an object that drains you, or if it's an object that has a lot of energy, yeah, it will feed you in that moment. So again, you only want to do psychic readings when you have good energy. So if you lose a little, it doesn't matter. In that way, you can sort out things that are not good for you and that drain you as you go about your day. Some furniture might drain you because it's you bought it somewhere and it was sitting in a house where people were always fighting. And then you wonder why that energy that's in your house is affecting you as well. So that would be a very wonderful practice to recognize the different bandwidths. Like with the radio, you're choosing which bandwidth to focus on, to hone into, and then just set your intent, and then you're going to communicate and bring a question out, let it move out towards something if it's an animal, and then receive. If it's an object, you can do the same thing. I've done it with objects, and even with a writing pen, I would basically communicate with a writing pen and bring a question towards that pen and then wait until an energy moved back to me. So everything is a bandwidth, and once you open yourself up to other bandwidth, your life becomes very rich and very adventurous, because you're going to have so many more relations in your life and you won't really feel very lonely because communication is happening all the time. So practice and do it a little bit here and there. Don't overdo it, because you want to, first of all, build energy. Don't lose it. So if you're communicating with things like the sunset or nature, that will most likely feed you. But in general, make sure you're resting more in the silence that you are than communicating. So there's a balance to that. Okay, thank you.